Okay, we litty just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge or honor. You get a peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we do it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they're getting closer. Moreover, success, my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like soldiers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe, though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rock the boat. On my 16s and pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, yo, and it's straight like that. Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC.
Please say that, hey, the LLC.
Yep, look, y'all already know what to do. And I'm joined by my people. We got Kay Marie in the building. What's good, girl?
What's good with ya? We in this, yeet.
You're. And we got some royalty in the house. You know what I'm saying? Miss the Kang himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't talking about Wakanda either. You know what I'm saying? We don't put you up on Wednesday. Some people wind down. And he's the king of that. So Mr. Wind Down Wednesday himself, the Toopy Kang himself, Casey in the building. What's good, bro?
What it do with the business is, aka the Toopy Kang. Be on the lookout for the Toopy Kang killer coming to you soon.
Ooh, better make that deal. Hey, look, sad after strike is over too. It's time to do it. Yo, yo, we got a special guest, a member of the newest podcast of the 2020 network. We got Baps in the building from Boobs, Baps and Banks. What's up, girl?
What it do, good people? What it do this good Sunday morning?
Look. I'm glad to have y'all here. We figured it'd be time to have a little quick impromptu squad goes real quick because we got some shit to talk about. Boy, apparently, and I guess I'll show everybody, you know what I'm saying, show the rest of the class. But apparently, things are going down. Uh-oh, I ain't mean to lose y'all. Hold on, let me just start on over. Goddamn. I don't know what's going on. StreamYard, you're tripping. Like, I need you to get this shit together, dog. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, now,
before we get into this topic, I just want to give a warning. You know, trigger warning to everybody that know we're going to be talking about the Cassie and Diddy incident and the escalation that it took. We were going to go by, you know what I'm saying, what New York Times said, but didn't realize that the court documents were still out, so we just gonna go by that. You know what I'm saying? That way, it ain't no hearsay, all right? So, and if you're in the chat, go ahead and make sure you share this. We are live on a Sunday. I know typically some of y'all be at church. Some of y'all might still be in church because I see the little number in the corner climbing. So, look, don't get caught by Usher. That's all I got to say. But anyway, before we get into this document here, this situation, I just want to hear what are y'all's thoughts on the relationship and this popping up and settling as quickly as it is. And I figure we start with Baps because that's the order she on my screen right here. So Baps, what you think about this?
Disrespectfully, I have never liked Diddy. And I believe 100% of everything that she alleged that he did. I hate that it took so long for her truth to come to light, but from my understanding, there were different variables in front of her being able to come out with her story. But I'm glad she was able to do so because now a lot of these allegations from other people are starting to come to light as well. So I think we about to have another surviving a certain artist documentary. Probably in the next 5-6 years.
Okay. That's real. And that's another thing I did find interesting as well with this is this popped up in the middle of some other stuff that he's been involved in, the alleged murderer of Tupac as well. Mm-hmm. So I just find this kind of interesting that this popped up and disappeared as quickly as it did. Mm. Personally, I definitely think this happened because this isn't the first time we've heard allegations like this from him.
At all.
I've watched videos of his past security doing random interviews stating that he was a little bit on the actual abuser side. You can, because I know people be censoring what we say. Also, I heard that he, you know, plays on both ends of the spectrum and would do anything to keep that private, if that makes sense. NDAs, threats, thing, all things of that nature. But Casey, what were your thoughts when first off this popped up and then with this settling as quickly as it did?
Well, y'all already saw what I put in the chat this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the set. Mm-hmm. And I'll say for this reason, and I really don't want to go there, but it needs to be go down. We talk about this the Protect the Black Women movement, right? Mm-hmm. And we really have a chance. She really had a chance to do some damage. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead, if he's this kind of guy that the people who know him, know that he is, you can get this guy locked up because he's still gonna be doing it, right? So mm-hmm. I figured, like, okay, forget the money. If it's about principle of him doing this to you and you hurt and you traumatized from it, forget the money. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to take him to court, you know what I'm saying, about this and everything like that, you're going to get paid anyway. You know what I'm saying? So why have some evidence or some testimony or whatever you got that could damage him and actually put him behind bars or whatever and be like, nah, fam, I'm going to go ahead and take, you know what I'm saying? I saw some report where it says 60 million. Normally, if you're asking for 60 million, you ain't gonna get no 60 million. You know what I'm saying? And the fact after that this man was on his IG singing a song, I'm Still Standing, letting you know, you know what I'm saying? He could care less. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say it was $60 million to him. That's like a drop in a bucket, you know what I'm saying, to him or whatever. So my thing is, if you got evidence, you know what I'm saying, to crush somebody that's doing this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Then go ahead. It's like it don't get serious until it's something that shows emotional trauma or whatever. But 50 Cent been saying, you know what I'm saying, the stuff about him, and we laugh about it. You know what I'm saying? Usher has mentioned. Usher even said he like, nah, I wouldn't take my kids to Diddy house or let Diddy, you know what I'm saying, why my kids would on that. We laughed about it. When he was on Drink Champs talking to Fabulous, you ain't never parted with me, Daddy. You ain't never parted with me, Daddy, for your birthday. We laughed about it. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we serious about it because it's a natural, it's emotional trauma connected to it. Nah, fam. Like if we gonna be on that straight and narrow line, then be on that straight and narrow line about, you know what I'm saying, about everything. You know what I'm saying? And if it was something, you know what I'm saying, about her fearing for her life or whatever like that, then why would you even come out with them allegations? Well, why would you come out with your truth to begin with if you fear for your life and like, oh, well, I'm just gonna take the money. You think he really gonna let you enjoy that money? If it was all about him getting you up out of there, because I still don't know how Gene Deal walking around, because Gene Deal be telling all of Diddy business, you know what I'm saying, about his man on man escapades and all the weird stuff he be doing, you know what I'm saying. So I don't agree with the settling because I felt like this was the opportunity to really start putting the nails in the coffin or whatever. Now it may take a little bit longer. I think eventually he gonna get what's coming to him, but you had a chance to stop that and stop that from happening to other young ladies and young men.
Good point made, man. And just to kind of clarify, because I understand what you mean, but you know, people will take stuff out of context. You're saying that because when this initially came out, she was talking about from a place of protecting other people from experiencing this type of trauma that she went through. She didn't want this to continue on. So I get where you're coming from with that. Okay, Marie, I'm interested to hear what you thought about this whole thing.
I feel like just because you want me to be a martyr doesn't mean that I have to. Mm. Because I mean, I get what you're saying. However, you weren't in the rooms with her. You weren't getting your ass whooped. This wasn't happening to you. So I understand your viewpoint, but you don't get to decide what she feels justice is. for what she went through. You know what I mean? Whether you feel like it's too, she downplayed herself, or I'm not sure, but I see what you're saying and getting justice for other people, but I feel like this still opened that door. It still opened the opportunity for other women to come forward, other people to come forward. It's tough because unless you've been taken advantage of in that way or had your ass whooped in that way, I can't say that my justice would be that person being behind bars. You know what I mean? Necessarily. It's all in the mindset. And I really feel like there must have been an NDA that has expired, or
it did,
something that made it be able to come out at this time, or maybe it took this long for her mind to get back right. You know what I mean? Considering that, I mean, in the court documents, there's a lot of, I don't know what I can say. I know there's a time limit what I can say stuff before they start and they stop listening. But there was infusing of other things into her bloodstream and into her body. You know, we don't know what it took for that to get out. We don't know what it took for other things to get out, you know, for her mental. So I feel, I hear what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. However, this is tough. Because you, I stand firm on, you don't get to make her a martyr. You know what I mean? If she don't want to be that role, she don't want to be that role. Also, I mean, I ain't no lawyer, but we've also watched enough SVU to know that when you go through a sexual allegation, the type of case that this is, I'm trying not to get flagged, y'all, the type of case that this entails in the court documents, right here, when we go through this, you have to relive it. Mm-hmm. You have to get up there and testify over and over again. There are people asking you questions about the size of your ram. You know what I mean? How did you know what is not enjoyable? Did you not climax? Did you, like, stupid questions as if you weren't being, you know, like, it's so much that's attached with you getting up there and having to bare your soul as opposed to this. This is one thing. I have the spectrum. I get to say how I want you to know. Here it is, boom. But then I got to get on the stand and let you break my body down again. I feel you, Cassie. If this is your justice, ma'am, get it. If this is how you feel, I don't get to declare that this was your justice or this was, I don't get to declare that for you because I'm not the victim in this case, but I have been a victim. And I can't say that, oh, put him behind bars. Like, that's going to be my, whoop his ass. Come on, let me get a couple of kicks in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, and then I get 60 mil, please. Mm-hmm. Please. But I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Wow. But my thing would be on that though is if you're it's like this. If you know what I'm saying, if I'm going through a car wash and I know my sunroof, you know what I'm saying, got a little leak in it, but I still go through the car wash, it's already assumed that I'm gonna get a little wet. So when she brought this up, you know what I'm saying, like let's just say that Diddy wasn't gonna settle, right? And he was gonna take this to court, you know what I'm saying? She still wouldn't have to go through that. You know, so it wasn't like he said, oh, no, I didn't do this. And like he brought it to her and she like, no, I'd rather settle. You know what I'm saying? It's like with her bringing that up, I'm assuming that she figured like, OK, if I'm bringing this up, it's a chance this could go to court and I'm going to have to do, you know what I'm saying, X, Y, Z. You know, so my only thing with that, and K. Marie, you're absolutely right. I've never been through, you know, any kind of sexual abuse, anything like that. So, you know, or just physical. Well, anyway, I've never been through any sexual abuse or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, I can get to the point of, you know what I'm saying, her wanting her justice. But isn't what he's doing kind of rubbing it in her face, though? Like isn't that kind of like pouring salt in the wound? This man on IG, after he settled, singing, I'm still standing with a glass of champagne. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, 60 million, you know what I'm saying, ain't none of him. Like, now you're right, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she do want to kick him in the nuts or do a LL Cool J move on Into Deep. Love it. Maybe she want it. Well, he might love it. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she want to do, you know what I'm saying, one of the moves to him. But to me, it was like he took whoever face it was who was like, okay, it's going to be some justice. And like, you know what I'm saying, just mush their face. This man literally on IG told some, I'm still smiling, laughing, dancing. You know what I'm saying? So that was my only thing about it.
Yeah, it definitely, with the timing of how quickly this came and went, and the timing of him celebrating, it definitely feels like he's off. Like, even with these,
like he don't give a buck,
right? Like with these allegations, and I'm gonna read a couple, and I know I can't say certain words because we'll get flagged, but when just cancel me at this point, damn it! Like, great misadventure in her own home after she tried to leave him. Often punched, beat, kicked, and stomped on her, resulting in bruises, burst lips, black eyes, and bleeding. Blew up a nigga car after he learned that he was romantically interested.
Not even involved.
Bruh.
Shout out Kid Cudi.
Right? He confirmed it.
Bruh. Forced Miss Ventura to engage in sex acts with male sex workers while loving himself and filming the encounters. Ran out of his apartment with a firearm in pursuit of a rival industry exec whom he learned was nearby. Like, and then demanded that Miss Ventura carry his weapon in her purse just to make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is. I don't know if y'all remember the situation with him and Shine back in the day. Mm-hmm. That caused this whole shift in his name. He had to change his name and everything and all that. All of this sounds familiar. Like all of this aggression type attitude he has, all the dangerous acts. We've heard this years ago with J-Lo. We've heard it years ago with Big. We heard it years ago with Shine. Even that one cat, Gorilla Black, used to talk about it. I don't know if y'all remember him, but he was
supposed
to be like the second coming of Biggie. But anyway, all of this just paints the same character over and over and over and over. And just to see a case that could really nail him somewhere and then get settled so quickly makes me think one of two things. Either A, he saw this as the small fish to a bigger fish, or B, he just didn't give a fuck. And I think it's A. I think he got something way bigger happening in the background. I honest to God think his lawyers told him, hey, my boy, you might just want to cut the check on this one, my boy. He might, to be quite frank, to see this wrap up as quick as it did, I'm sure they probably sat, had lunch with their lawyers present and was just like, don't say nothing right now. Because she had to have something that's going to destroy him, and she didn't want to put it out. I think Cassie might have something or might have some evidence of him talking about some shit he did before. That's just me. I think this 30 mil suit, whatever was settled in the amount, whatever they agreed to, because they're not going to disclose it, 100% feels like, sweep this under the rug so I can go fight this. Because I'm gonna be real with you, with the feedback of his former artists, with him, I don't know if y'all remember, about 2-3 months ago he started giving the masters back to the artists. I don't think that's like coincidence. I don't think that's out the goodness of his heart. Sounds like you're trying to build a good character for a case. And so that's just me, y'all. I don't know, what are y'all thoughts?
Yeah, man. I like I said, bro. Like, I don't know how Gene Deal is still living and walking around. You know what I'm saying? If y'all haven't heard any of his interviews, man, check out some of his interviews about, you know, saying the whole how Diddy was acting with him when it was the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, man. He was spilling some tea even before he got Big. He was spilling some tea, you know what I'm saying? Like some sweet, like some Chinese folks and black folks sweet tea mixed together. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of tea he was spilling. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff, man. And like you were saying, it could be to the fact, like, hey, this stuff with Tupac, man, finna hit the fan, bro. So you might want to focus all your resources, you know what I'm saying, on that. But I read what somebody said about 5 months ago, a fortune teller, whatever, said that you know what I'm saying, around November 15th, some stuff was going to start coming out about Diddy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it was said that it was said that it was dated 5 months ago. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Somebody of his caliber, his money, his power, you know they got a whole bunch of skeletons, a whole bunch of stuff that they trying to keep on the low, man. But some people probably at that point to where, you know what I'm saying, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to worry about if you're going to get labeled like Jaguar Wright. You know what I'm saying? When Jaguar Wright was saying all that stuff, now she be getting harassed at airports, be trying to put her in mental facilities and all that stuff. So I guess it's a price that comes with it.
I also want to touch on this. She was 19. Diddy was 37. What is it about the older demographic of exec and music that's just got to have that latest teen possible, bro? Like I don't know what it is or what it, sorry about that, Baps. I don't know what it is, but what do you guys think it is? Why are they choosing that 17 to 19 range?
I feel like it's because it's easy. They feel like it's easier to manipulate and shape the mind of somebody that's younger versus somebody that's been through and understands who they are in themselves and all of that. Because at that age, I mean, I know at 17, 18, 19, I was still figuring out who the fuck I was. You know, I'm still trying to figure out if, you know, I'm finna wear this or if I'm finna do this or if I'm finna go to this college. Like, and throughout that process, you know, I had people to guide me and help me, you know, people that I trusted. And most of the time in this industry, you don't know who to trust or if they even have your best interest at heart. But in your mind, if this person is giving you what you feel like is the correct guidance, then you're going to follow anything they say.
Mm. Okay. Let me ask you this now. Now, okay, so we're saying that it's easier to isolate and manipulate and mold, right?
It is.
At what age do you think that stops for women? Because I'm going to be honest with you. When word came out with him dating one of the city girls, I was still uncomfortable with that age gap. What are y'all thoughts on that?
Ooh, baby. I was raised by the old school. That's all I got.
I'll back it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I was doing this, you know, because I'm getting groomed. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to understand these cats of his status. They have resources beyond resources. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen it with, you know what I'm saying, how Baby handled his artists. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of these kids ain't never seen $1,000 before. So, you know what I'm saying? I can give you, you know what I'm saying, a Rolls Royce. I can give you your own house. I can give you this $20,000, you know what I'm saying, chain or whatever. I can take you out of a situation, you know what I'm saying, that you're in right now. You know what I'm saying? So you looking at me as like, man, this man changing my life. I owe it. You know what I'm saying, to this man, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, do that. And now you already, like Bass was saying, now, you know what I'm saying, you already kind of easily influenced. Are you still trying to find your way? Now while you're trying to find your way, you see somebody who's successful, who's an influence, who's in the public eye, who has a track record of hits, popularity, whatever like that. And now he said, do this, and just grooming you, right? And now you really don't have a voice. Because now he's becoming your voice. He's gotten in your head, you know what I'm saying, mentally. So now you think you know what the right thing to do, but you like, now you're second guessing yourself. Like, well, dang, well, how would he react to me doing this? So now he's done all of that. And now it's like you're trapped. So when you do see stuff and your consciousness does kick in or gets uncovered, now it's like, man, I went in too deep. And now this dude may do whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, to keep me quiet or to keep me in this place, because I've groomed you for 3 or 4 years. You ain't finna go back against me, because you're in his eyes, you're mine now. You're my property. You do what I say do.
Oh, you muted, Kay. Uh-oh. I think Kay froze, but I'm gonna continue that point a little bit further. So, and forgive me, I don't remember the name of the city girl that he was talking to, but there she go. All right, what about
Young Miami?
Young Miami, Carisha. There you
go. It was Carisha with the podcast.
Group the both of them and what you about to say. You go ahead. You go ahead.
I just okay. So if it's, he's so easily manipulative, right? I just found it super de-duper interesting that now knowing what I know that he was talking to Carisha. Carisha works her podcast is under what's that brand? What is the name of that brand? But anyway, it's owned by Diddy. That's crazy. That's wild. Okay, so let's go back in time. I'm sorry, I just put one and one together right there live. My bad. when all you know, him having a baby on her, you know what I'm saying? Before you heard that he bought her a Phantom, I think, or something crazy. And then you heard about her getting peed on. I don't know if y'all remember that. Then you heard about they doing all this stuff, but they not together. It just, every instant of their relationship or whatever it is that they're doing, it always seems like it comes from his point of view. Does that make sense? It's like she's not giving her own opinion of what they are. It's like she's being programmed into believing what they are.
I don't know. I can't say that it's necessarily the same because some things that one person may have been forced to do, one person may be doing willingly and for a show and as a part to keep this spiced up. Well, I'll do it if you give me this. Okay, that's cool. You know what I mean? Maybe she don't feel like she need to explain herself to people because that definitely seems like the mentality, you know, I ain't got to tell you niggas nothing. You know what I mean? I ain't got to tell y'all nothing. If he want to talk, he can talk, but I ain't got to tell you nothing, you know, type of thing. My. All I can say is to answer your initial question of when does it stop? I can't say that it necessarily stops because like I said, one person forced and one person probably, you know, like, okay, I like him. Bring him in. You know what I mean? She made, you know what I'm saying? So can we really compare, you know, apples and pears?
I see what you're saying.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So again, to my original point.
Oh, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big A. Big alleged. Big alleged of all this. At what point does it? Because I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to find. I don't know if it's a mindset range or an age range. At what point does manipulation get recognized for what it is? Like we take the age out of it and we're just like, you know what, that's just clear-cut manipulation, you know what I'm saying? Like
at the point of maturity.
But it start, well, I guess part of it, and I think some of it that might be getting overlooked is opportunity. Sometimes manipulation starts with the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, that you get. Because when you let's just speak for the music industry, the first thing that they try to do is they try to do whatever they can where you can make them money, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that they're going to do is they're going to work on your appearance. You know what I'm saying? They're going to hire you, you know what I'm saying, some kind of fitness person. They're going to put you on some kind of, you know what I'm saying, diet plan or whatever like that because you got to look good. They feel you got to look good, you know what I'm saying, to sell records, you know what I'm saying, whatever. We saw that with Kelly Price. We saw that with it was a couple of other people. I can't remember their names offhand to where, you know what I'm saying, they talked about how, you know what I'm saying, they were talking about the industry. Hey, you got talent, but it's your look. You know what I'm saying? So you figure like, okay, well, I got an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do this, and all I need to do is this, you know what I'm saying? Okay, then. Oh, you're a gospel, you know, so you're a gospel artist, you're a gospel rapper. Okay, we know that you love Jesus. but don't say Jesus so much. Just say he. Just say him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Even Music Soul Child. You know what I'm saying? Love, the original title of that was called Lord. But the Zex said, that's a great idea, but we don't know what to say. Just call it love. You know what I'm saying? So they already turning your ideas or turning what you think, you know what I'm saying? And you view it as an opportunity. You know, oh, we'll spin the block back on it. But by that time, you're so engulfed in it. Montel Jordan, happily married man. Hey, man, don't wear your wedding ring. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? You're more geared towards the female audience. You know what I'm saying? You'll sell more records. You'll sell out. You know what I'm saying? And he started getting engulfed by that lifestyle of portraying that he was a single man. You know what I'm saying? So they put that opportunity, olive branch, you know what I'm saying, for you to grab and then reel you in that way.
Interesting. It's wild. And by the way, I got the name of that company, the podcast network, that Carisha Please, the name of the podcast is on. It's called Revolt. Revolt is owned by Diddy.
Yep.
It's all right. And now it makes sense. It makes sense why I would keep quiet, because ever since, you know, she's been with Revolt, she's won BET Podcast of the Year, and I'm not doubting it. Her quality of her work. Her work is amazing. She has great. What'd you say, Kay?
Not doubting her quality of work at all, yeah. But you, why stop the train when all you got to do is X, Y, and Z, and this gonna keep happening or whatever. You know what I mean? All this get pulled if I do this. So if I just keep, you know, this all right with me. I don't care about y'all. I'm not trying to please y'all. I'm trying to please me. And this all right with me. I'm gonna keep on this right here, okay?
So it's a real, real interesting point, man. This case. I advise everybody go check this thing out, bro. It is interesting. I think this will lead to other conversations happening in the age of YouTube, and in the age of different networks stepping to people, especially like TikTok, where it's already been proven that it's being marketed to a younger and younger and younger demographic. This is something that really needs to be shown to kids, that yo, she got picked up at 19. And they're going and getting kids that are like 16, 17, younger, you know. So just be aware of the world that you're getting into. And it's just disgusting. I really hope he gets what's coming to him, man. Because
let me also put it out. There's a different level for you to rear back and bend your leg and kick somebody repeatedly in the face. That is a whole different type of rage. And you backhanded somebody, or that's a whole different, for you to rear your leg back and kick somebody in the what? Repeatedly, in a moving vehicle, in the corner of a house, in the what? I'm sorry. That, I don't know if I got triggered or what when I read that. I said, God, he what? And then he did it again. And then he did it on this day. And then he did it on Tuesday. And then he did it on Friday. And kept her in the hotel room so she could heal up and nobody would see her. So now here I am, caged in luxury. What? What an oxymoron. Not, you got me confused. I'm in prison in luxury, guy. What? Messed up. Can't even enjoy it. Because, ow, my guy. I'm sorry. Not to mention some of the other things, trying not to get black. Not to mention, so what you did, you made me what? I'm sorry, I got riled up for a second. But yeah, all of that, sir. All of that. Because what? I started getting antsy for a second. Lord bless
you. Much detail going on there. And then there is that rumor also that Diddy himself was groomed. By his, when he was at Arista, under Clive Davis, what he had to do to get his label is basically what he's doing to these young women or young people. I know, because we don't know if it's just girls.
It's not.
Oh, see, there we go. Yeah.
It's stories out there that is not. It's been stories about, and allegedly, I'm gonna say that again. Mm-hmm. It's allegedly stories about Ja Rule. Is allegedly stories about B5. It's a bunch of shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably the most disgusting thing that's got me with this whole Cassie things when she was describing, and I got it on the page too, how the drugs, like how he would slip her drugs, painkillers and stuff that he was addicted to. And when he ran out, couldn't get any more, he would have her go get more. So now you getting her to like traffic drugs for you, bro? Like,
we on a RICO charge at this point.
Bro, come on, man. Christ. And again, like I said, this is alleged, but
crazy.
When you settle out of court for this, you know, it just
makes you look real, real bad, sir. Make you look real bad. Make you look like you're something to hide.
I mean, but he don't care though. It make us think that it make him look bad, but man, per his IG post, he don't give a buck.
Yeah,
he don't give a buck.
And then I think it also has a lot to do with, like Kay said, the NDA ran out because we don't know how long she had keep quiet, or she would have been sued, allegedly. Sorry. And then on top of that, there's in the state of New York, there's a statute on reporting SA crimes as a, you know, and it's a 20-year statute. So she probably wouldn't have even been able to bring criminal charges, possibly, on these alleged allegations because of the statute of limitation in New York. So this might have been the only way that she could have put her story out and still been in a safe space to be able to tell the details of what happened to her. But what he doing, what Mr. Combs fuckboy is doing, is unapologetically being a dick and an asshole online, displaying his power over or what he thinks is power, because he's very toxic masculinity all over. Trying to intimidate, and that right there, that bullshit right there is that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with these industry people.
Yo, I 100% agree. It just makes me wonder who else got a story, and I'm pretty sure those conversations are coming. Not saying this is going to be as big as the Me Too movement, but I definitely expect people to, you know, if her time was up for her to speak, I'm pretty sure these other acts, other singers and stuff, and Baps, you guys were talking about it yesterday in the recording, not to lean into it, but I want to know what Faith got to say. That's who I really, I want to know what Faith Evans got to say, bro.
Yes.
If anybody gonna motherfucking know.
She know. She knows.
If anybody knows where the body's at,
she do.
Just a thought, man. But we weren't gonna hold y'all for long, man. I guess we'll go ahead and get closing thoughts on this whole thing. So let me ask y'all overall, when it comes to NDAs and this whole situation, I guess where do y'all stand? And we'll start with you, Baps, because you just went.
Don't sign them. Don't sign. Don't. It's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. Because if they have to quiet you, that should be your first red flag to know that there's definitely be some fuck shit. And I hope and I send healing energy to Cassie as she goes through her process. And I really hope that this person, Mr. Combs, fuckboy, gets the justice that he deserves while he's sitting up there dancing on social media looking like a big ass clown.
Straight like that?
Straight like that.
Well, Casey, what you got, bro?
Just hopes that, well, I guess the bigger thing is I just hope that she can live in peace and that she doesn't have anything mysteriously happen to her or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
That's my piece on it.
Straight. Protect that woman. Okay.
I also hope that she can live in peace and actually get some healing for herself You know, I'm a big advocate for, you know, being able to heal. So I hope she can authentically heal. And I hope that this settlement, though many people are in an uproar, that she gets the what she needs for her out of it, regardless of other people's opinions, regardless that we're discussing this on live, regardless of any of that, that she gets what she needs for her healing and the betterment of her life. Ooh, that's so much. NDA, the elders used to tell you, if you can't tell nobody, mm-hmm. my. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave you with thoughts.
And that's real. Hopefully, like we said, she stays protected. You know, we wish her the best. I'm pretty sure more allegations are to come. Again, all of these things that we're discussing are alleged, you know, according to what we see, say, you know. Don't try to sue us, goddammit. If anything, I ain't got it. At least till I get paid, goddamn. That just me being real. But that being said, appreciate y'all for tuning in. All of y'all who was at church chilling, got your phone on low, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you don't get in trouble. I appreciate you. And you'll be hearing from us soon. You know, Baps, Banks, and Boobs, they got some content dropping soon, so stay tuned. You know, Mr. Wind Down Wins is y'all know he got Tuesdays and Wednesdays on lock. Westside, you feel me?
All right.
Kay Marie, look, I don't know. Kay, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about you, ma'am.
Oh gosh.
Kay.
Tell me about me.
Ma'am.
Ooh.
Kay be taking these videos, these pictures, and everything. I can't. My algorithm is all Kay. All Kay. All I see is Kay working out, looking good. Positivity and light. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, Kay.
I appreciate you. As soon as I make this, please say the LLC thing. Because what's the font, man? What's the? It just bogs me every time I make it in a different font. It looks wrong, and so we got to figure out what this font is so I can really make these things because they also need to be on there. But I appreciate you. Thanks, guys. I'm just trying to be an example of going for your best version. I feel like everybody deserves to meet their best version. And so I'm introducing you to mine so that maybe you'll be inspired to find yours. And it doesn't have to be doing the things that I do because we be going crazy in the gym. But it doesn't have to be the things that I'm doing. Find the you and what you need for you. You know, the you and your you-ness. Find that and live out loud. And that's just what I'm doing, trying to live out loud. And so hopefully you want to do that too. But I want you to be able to breathe and stuff while you do it. So go and get you a walk in or something, 30 minutes a day, please. For our people, because we don't want to carry no more of us out.
That's it. That's it,
that's it right there. So
that came back around and hit me like a boomerang. That was good. Yeah. All right. Make sure y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. This week will be a little bit slow on content for me, because of course it's about to be the holiday, so I'm going to be chilling, catching up on some reps. My finals is here, so I'm trying to finish those out, finishing strong. Y'all pray for your boy. I look like I'm going to be finishing with 2 B's.
You already got it.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
that's right.
This be your boy, sir, Mr. Wind Down Wins, the King Marie, Baps.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
Thank you.